The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, August the 28th. Right here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. 7:05 in the morning, news top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in, waking up with us, or continuing your day, listening to our show. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, everyone.
How you doing?
I'm
wearing
doing
that KCNR hat there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm representing.
Okay, remember, though, the standing order. If you get arrested, you have to turn it around backwards.
Oh, okay.
And when they're taking your photo or, you know, the shirt. If you got the shirt on, turn the shirt inside out.
Nothing will come to that.
No, nothing. But
I know you've dealt with things before. So.
Well, you know, no, I was at a friend's place, you know, his business, and I said, so what happened to a so-and-so? And I knew he was working there. He goes, here, and on the computer, this was years ago.
Okay.
All right. They used to have mugshots here in Reading that you could go and look at the mugshots.
Oh, no.
And there he was, the employee, wearing the company shirt.
No way.
Got him for public drunkenness and all this stuff. His hair's, you know, like, his hair, you know, exploded all over his head. very proudly wearing the company shirt.
I can assure you, you're not going to have that problem.
I know I won't. I won't. Like I said, just turn it around backwards. Okay. We'll be okay. So, National Days today.
You're going to love this. National Power Rangers Day.
Okay. Now, you laugh, but I have a contact. Okay, you ready for this?
Okay.
One of the, a major that worked for me when I was at El Toro here in California, son was the Red Power Ranger.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. And, his mother had always been taking him to these, you know, taking him to auditions and all this when he was a kid. Well, his father is a martial arts, I mean, really good in the martial arts.
Got it.
And had worked with a lot of the big guys, Gene LaBelle and all these guys. And anyway, they went in, and he was the Red Power Ranger.
Do you know if he was the one on TV or in the movies?
No, in the TV.
Okay.
Because
TV.
Here's what happened. The Power Rangers, you know, just, it took over TV. Just took it over.
Yep.
And they were, you know, they had long hours, and they weren't getting paid anything. And the second year rolls around, and they asked for raises.
Mm-hmm.
And the company, I mean, this thing is worldwide, says, well, no, you know, you signed this contract for, you know, 3 years. And
yeah, it sounds.
They said, well, then maybe we won't do it. Well, guess what? You know how easy it is to replace Power Rangers?
Yeah, no kidding.
It became very easy.
So
he did go back
into
the movie. He was one of the, I think he came back for the movie.
What was the last name?
Well, I've got, look it up.
Jason David Frank, Steve Cardenas, Ricardo Medina Jr., Dacre Montgomery.
Is this from the movies?
This is from the TV show.
Okay, keep going.
That's it.
That's it?
That's all they list.
Say it again.
Oh, wait a minute.
Austin St. John.
There you go.
Because I was saying, I knew it wasn't that. And that was kind of a stage name.
Gotcha.
Because his last name really was Geiger. Okay. Enough of that. Okay, what else?
National Red Wine Day.
Ooh.
So the Red Ranger can drink the red wine. And
there you go.
As long as he turns his helmet backwards.
We're okay.
We're okay.
Today, a 20% chance of rain. I didn't see that all week. Before 11 a.m., mostly cloudy, and then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 91 today. A little around 60 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 91. 94 on Sunday, and then here we come. On Monday, a high near 88 and a low around 54. Tuesday, 79. Wednesday, 82, and Thursday, 84.
I like those temperatures.
Oh, chance of rain. It is a little cloudy. I just thought it was still smoke coming out of
Lake,
coming out of Reno, and there's a couple other fires out there. Hey, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family-owned business, 30 years in the business, three generations of the Kenny family are working diligently there to provide outstanding service to all their customers. Discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, really, really good people. Outstanding reputation. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, you know how we talk about how President Trump every so often does something just to have people's heads explode.
I know where you're going.
Yeah, here we go. First it was Greenland. Going to buy Greenland, make it 51st state. Then he, then it was renaming the Gulf of America.
Yeah.
America. That, they spelled it wrong. They're spelling it A-M-E-R-I-C-A, and they should be spelling it Gulf of America.
America.
M-E-R.
Marika.
No, America. You put a little, you know, put a little marker.
Yeah.
Now, he wants to, he has made an executive order to name Lake Ontario Lake America.
Yeah.
Well, you signed the executive order.
Yeah.
So here it is. Okay, the Don. Has anybody ever thought this guy's got just, he's got a weird sense of humor?
Oh, yeah.
That he just does these things because he can.
Yeah.
Because he just, it just takes, they're talking about Lake America, Lake Ontario. They're not talking about Ron. They're not talking about the, you know, any of this stuff. That's more important. But he missed his chance. He could have said, you know, in name of a national treasure, we name this Lake Dolly Parton. Think about it.
I get it. I still like Lake America better.
Well, that's true, but or Lake Parton, or even better, Lake Dolly. I like it. Anyway. The Canadians are running in circles.
Yeah, and so were some Americans.
Some Americans.
I saw Hillary Clinton was all
oh my gosh
upset about it.
Oh no, not Hillary.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah.
Sorry,
her own party doesn't even invite her to you know, the barbecues anymore.
No.
So okay, I just thought that.
And it goes on. Hey, we have two more years of this. Two years and
well,
a
you know
months.
What? You know it. You know that last year, it's going to be interesting because he's going to say, "Well, you know what? There are just way too many homeless dogs out there."
Oh man!
This other one I saw was one of the people running for mayor down in L.A.
Yeah. You talking about Pratt?
No, Pratt's gone.
Yeah.
No,
you mean one of the current ones, okay.
One of the current ones that was talking about this, all these things she's done for L.A.
Oh,
and,
right,
and it turned out it was a crosswalk.
Bass, yeah.
No, it wasn't Bass. It was the other, the one that's the...
Ramen?
Yeah, the socialist.
The noodle woman.
Yep. And turns out the crosswalk wasn't workable. But that was her one big thing she could point at as being as an L.A. Council person. I love it when things like that happen. Oh, and here, right here in River City, we're changing our parking system from whatever it is now to another system, a large national system. Well, the one we have now is kind of specious at times. And right here is in front of our offices is one of those places you're supposed to be able to put your credit card, your debit card, or cash, or whatever you put in there. You know, half the time it doesn't work. And so, and I watch people, they should put a sign on it, you know, a kind of a sign you can look from both ends that says, your license plate number is needed. Because I see people come down here all the time, they start to put it in, they want your license plate. They have to walk back down the street, get their license plate. My license plate, I don't know what it is. I mean, I probably, over the years I've been driving, have never known any of my license plate numbers. And I always have to walk back on something like that. Now, if going to DMV, I have it written down. But whatever this new system is, it'll be interesting to see if it works. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back talking about, I want to talk about Nepal. We haven't talked about Nepal in that terrible tragedy they had there. And then there is an industry that is hiring thousands of people right now. And we're going to talk
Border
about
Patrol?
That.
No. Okay.
No. And if we have time, we'll talk about the number of homeless students we have right here in California. And the numbers are going to be amazing. And we'll be right back.
You talk about people that you've never seen. You talk about people you can make me scream. You just talk too much.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You never know what treasures you'll discover at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. It's the perfect place to redecorate your home and find something truly unique, including a wonderful Amish food section featuring jams and popcorn, along with soaps and lotions and additional items. Come browse antique desks, lamps, wall art, and elegant Asian furniture that blends natural materials with beautiful craftsmanship and timeless style. Collectors will love the selection of dolls, angels, cupids, glass figurines, fine jewelry, artwork, and vintage photographs. There's even a children's section with books, toys, and clothes. And if wedding bells are in your future, Memory Lane has decorations and lace along with ribbons and more to choose from. Visit Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. They're open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Nabot. Streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. I should know that. Right there. And let me see. My computer. is
doing something.
Yeah.
Well, we would like to welcome to the listenership Lake America. You can find us on KCNRradio.com.
Yeah, you know, there's something about the this thing where on certain times of the morning, it just is like the internet just doesn't reach to us. It's really weird. But the thing, okay, for the students, and I have Nepal, we're pulling that up. Homeless students in California, they just came out with the statistics. It's enough to fill up Dodger Stadium 5 times plus.
Wow. Wow.
Over 500, and was it 535,000? 535,000 students are considered homeless.
Are these here, college students?
No, these are all ages. Oh, okay. All ages. And it's come up, you know, during the COVID, they couldn't tell because, you know, it was weird. It was difficult finding, you know, the information. But then after that, it's just been going up steadily each year. So now you've got over, and with this homelessness is a direct, you know, correlation to things like bad grades. Problems in schools, all these, you know, problems with the students in schools and all this.
Sure.
And when you think about it, I mean, you know, kids in elementary school, but they don't know where they're going, you know, where they're staying at night. Or they're in a, you know, a van or a car.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, I found some info. I don't know if you got yours up yet or not.
Yeah. No.
298,254 just in K through 12.
Yeah. Okay. You found that then. Good.
And then, yeah, that was according to a 24 to 25 school year.
Yeah. How many? 200 and
almost 300,000.
Okay, so over half.
Yeah,
are all in K through 12. K through 12. Okay, so it's just, you know, and this, you know, the state of California is still spending, you know, $1 billion or more a year on this train that goes nowhere.
Yeah.
That you've got all this other, you know, the amount of money we make here in California should be enough to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
But obviously we can't, you know, and so then, but then what do you do though? I mean, what do you start building housing? Do you, you know, because I was thinking about that. You can't just, it's like building cattle herds.
Yeah,
we got
yeah.
the lowest number of cattle in the United States since early 50s. You can't build a cattle herd overnight or in 1 year or even 2 or 3 years. You know, it takes time to, you know, to build. Well, it's the same thing with housing.
Yeah.
You can't just say, okay, right here in Redding, we've got 2 acres out here. We're just going to put up 50 housing units.
Right.
Not houses, but housing units. You can't do that. It's you can't do it 6 months or a year. Maybe over a little bit over a year, let's just say. But you have to get all that CEQA, and you got to get everything, and then be able to have laborers. So it's just, yeah, it's one of those
things. I asked a follow-up question here. How many vacant hotels or apartments are in California?
Oh, and it said
vacant rental units. 330,000. There we go. We solved it. No, but I mean, you know, that's kind of where my mind goes.
Well, but then you got to ask yourself, okay, where are they?
That's always true. Yes.
And how much are they?
That's true.
You know, are they going to do this thing where they say, okay, you can't take, you know, you can't charge more than $1,000? And then, you know, how is that going to help?
Well, the illegal migrants got a lot of money. I mean, I'm sure there's some of that money left over.
The illegal vacationers.
In the hotel rooms.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that came out, if I could ever pull it back up again, which was really, really interesting, was the fact that there's this construction industry is just going bonkers right now because of what?
Regulations?
No. No, I mean, it's going big. One of the world's hottest industries is sparking a blue-collar jobs boom.
Yeah.
Guess what they're building? Data centers.
Yes, that's what I was looking for. Yep.
Right now, and there's a total shortage to be able to do it. The race to build the infrastructure behind artificial intelligence is creating a new boom for America's blue-collar workforce as construction firms scramble to fill jobs building data centers, power systems, and facilities that keep the technology running. It's putting a new premium on skilled trades, with data centers requiring armies of workers to prepare sites, pour concrete, install electrical systems, handle the infrastructure. You know, HVAC, plumbing, all of these things.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you were here, but we were talking about the number of data centers the other day. We have 4,000 data centers in the United States.
Okay.
3,000 are planned or under construction.
Yeah, that didn't surprise me.
And now China, of course, is going bonkers on it.
Yeah.
Including their disinformation campaign here in the United States to make sure we don't build any data centers so they can take it over.
Right.
But if you got 4,000 built and 3,000, you know, planned, this is going to be a long-term boom for all of our skilled trades.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, where your college degree in art history
doesn't really help.
Well,
unless you want to move wheelbarrow debris back and forth.
That's it. You're the one that they fill, you know, the guy that went to went to a trade school has got you moving wheelbarrows of cement back and forth or something.
And they probably won't even get to have that right. I'm sorry.
For many years, there's been a lack of focus just in general from what is the benefit of a career in trades, explained this general manager of Merlo America. The U.S. Division of Italian Construction Equipment Manufacturing, Merlo Group, it's a very stable income, very stable lifestyle that you can provide for. And he's right. We've been talking about this for years, getting into the trades. So they're looking at... is projected to climb to $2.2 trillion construction spending in 2026, and then to $2.85 trillion by 2031. And it includes factories and data centers, is to be $684 billion by 2031, representing 24% of the total U.S. construction spending. So there you go.
Yeah.
And we know right here that our graduates of Shasta College in the trades, they have to kind of like put a fence around them to be able to get them the certificate, because they're being poached.
The headhunters are coming
out. Oh, yeah. And they're, you know, I mean, and they've taken all the basic things. They can run the construction. They can run the bulldozers. They can do the logging equipment. They can weld. They can, you know, they can fix a diesel. Truck or car, and they're being, because there's such a shortage.
Yes.
They want them now. So, you know, when they said, you know, mamas, don't let your boys grow up to be cowboys.
Yeah.
It used to be, don't let them grow up to be a plumber. Well, guess what? You know how much plumbers make?
Oh,
today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or electricians.
Oh, yeah.
Or drywall.
Yep.
Or framers.
Yeah.
Or any of the concrete. Any of this. It is an honorable trade.
Yeah. And if you know how to use the high-tech tools, even more so.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're teaching that out at Shasta College and over at Simpson University.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Nick Faulkner is going to join us, and he's going to talk about how he can keep your house safe during fires. And we'll be right back. All I want is
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palos Hedro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Many homeowners are curious about their current home's value, but don't necessarily want to invite an agent over yet. Now, you have a tool on your website which helps with that. How does that work?
I think you're talking about our value calculator. If you go online at our website, you can check the value of your home instantly. And what it's doing is it's providing you with access to a Rolodex of other properties that have sold in your immediate area. And it's adjusting for your property compared to those to give you an estimate of value. But I'll give you a secret. If you give us a phone call, in addition to doing that, we'll ask you just a few more questions around your property. And we could probably get you within 1 or 2% of what the actual value is just over the phone.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. What is that? What is that? What are you doing?
It's just an instrumental piece I found.
Oh, okay.
Kind of groovy.
Kind of, you know, I thought because Tim Curry died, you were doing something from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I can do that. That's no problem.
Well, okay, later.
He has other music, too. It's not Rocky Horror.
Yep. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. That's right. He's been doing this for over a quarter of a century. Graduated from all of the top windshield repair schools, and there are Bureau of Automotive Repair schools that he went to, and now he has even improved the process of fixing your windshield, be it a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. And he fixed a 8-inch crack on the old Red Rover truck, and you couldn't see it. And it was there 16 years. And when I sold it, I said, well, there's that crack in the windshield, and then the guy buying it didn't even see it. If you're not sure if it, you know, if this could get worse, or how do you do this? How about bringing your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment there. Car, truck, SUV. I've seen him working on RVs. He brings it into a climate-controlled area, and he repairs it and guarantees it. Doesn't get any better than that. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And I'm here with Nick Faulkner. Hello, Nick.
Good morning.
Nick's, I met Nick. I don't even know how I remember meeting him.
I think in town.
Something like this. And he told me about his business that, oh, I know what it was, power washing. Because you did a friend's house, and Linda saw it, and she said, we have to have him come over. I said, I have a power washer. And she smiled and patted me on the head. And she said, we have to have him come over.
That sounds about right.
That sounds about right. But when we were talking, and by the way, he just does outstanding work in power washing and windows and all that. He started talking about his new business called Response Ready. And I saw it as something that could really take the pressure off of people during fire season. And so I invited him on the show. So that was, and now he's come back again to tell us new things from Response Ready, but tell everybody what Response Ready is.
Absolutely. So Response Ready are pump and engine systems that draw water from swimming pools, tanks, rivers, lakes, to feed giant water cannons. You know, we have ground mounted or roof mounted, to create a protective barrier around your property in the event of a wildfire. So it was really, this all started back in 2025. I had seen some stories of some people that had saved their home down in the Palisades fire, and I saw what they were using. And like you mentioned, I had a background with the pressure washing, and so I understood small engines and friction.
Yeah, you're
loss.
A small engine repair expert.
Totally. So, you know, I did my due diligence and talked to some guys, some Cal Fire guys, and some retired fire service guys, and it turns out water really helps during a fire.
Imagine that. you might have asked LA that during the Pacific Palisades when their reservoirs were empty.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, the real magic with these systems that I didn't know going into it, at least not the full extent, was, you know, around 90% of homes are burning down because of ember cast. Dropping places we don't want it, like, you know, in a flower bed or in between deck, you know, boards on the deck or.
And not to interrupt you, but I'm doing it. A lot of times when the fire explodes and you get pitchy, you have pitch that's on fire, it'll come in and stick to the side of your house.
Yeah.
That was one of the things, too, that they were saying, it'll hit your roof and it won't roll off. It just sticks there.
Yeah. And so, you know, by diverting water from a water resource that already exists on somebody's property, so let's just say a swimming pool, you know, we can essentially create a humidity bubble, in big saturation zones around, you know, the vulnerable areas on a house, which is pretty cool. So the idea is, you know, we're able to divert that water. You know, in a lot of cases, I mean, we can go all the way over the top of the house. You know, these cannons are, you know, about 8.5 foot tall and, you know, the water's coming out with some force. You know, we want to tune things in. I mean, we don't want to drain somebody's pool or tank in 30 minutes. That's not the goal. But if we can, you know, normally we're configuring these systems six and a half to eight and a half hours, depending on water. So, for instance, we just did we dropped a system off and went out to Napa Valley and set a system up for a couple out there. You know, they'd been in the wine industry for 30 years and had suffered some losses with the Picket Fire, and so enough was enough, and they wanted, you know, they had a giant pool. And so we configured that to run just a hair under 9 hours. So that was pretty neat. We had some of the media out there, CBS, ABC, you know, covering some of the big visuals. So,
yeah,
it was cool.
Okay, so now what we're talking about, when you say these huge water cannons, but they are self-deployable. I mean, not self, but those are deployable by the owner.
Yeah, upset.
I mean, they're not like weighing 500 pounds
No.
So you're talking about an easy to deploy system by the owner or the manager there that can move these to pre-designated spots that you all have already.
We kind of help map that out now. Thanks for asking. This system, so the engines and pumps, and all the components are stored on, a cart that you're able to move in and out of a garage or a shed. And then you have these, ground mounted, tripods, which are, set up as your water cannons. And so everything can be pulled out of your shed. It's all plug and play. We've engineered, all of the, complication or as much of it out as we can. And you can deploy these things in about 25 minutes.
Okay. So, you're someplace and you're seeing the fire. You haven't been told to evacuate, but the warning has been given.
Yeah.
That gives you the sufficient time to put, your water system out, the cannons out, hook up, put the siphon into the pool. And here's the other thing you told me. You don't have to be there to start it.
So there are, what we can do is set up remote activation. Mm-hmm. Now, anytime we're looking, I've kind of got every system is going to be different. Every layout is going to be mm-hmm. different. And so part of what I do when I come in is I'm taking a look at the aerial shots. And, the first thing we're trying to figure out is what are the fuels? If I've got a system setting out in, say certain areas in Red Bluff and we're dealing with pasture land or sure. whatever, we approach that problem a little differently than we would if, we're setting a system up in Shingletown.
Okay.
And so, Shingletown's a great option. Sometimes, evacuations, can go into effect way premature of any threat.
Sure.
A fire going off in an area like that, if you don't get out, we're contending with a major potential for loss of life if people aren't leaving. And so that's where we were looking, and developed, the ability to turn these things on remotely.
And it may be, part of it may be if there's a problem with the cell sites or something like that, but you can, as you're leaving, turn it on.
You absolutely can. And so, having the ability to leave, I talk to people all the time, the worst, and part of the reason that a lot of people get kicked over the edge. I've got folks out towards Reno that have been calling, going, man, we had to leave. And we felt like we were leaving completely undefended. And so, people have experience with fires.
Yeah.
And so leaving, your home and, for many people, it's, we've been in this house for 25 years.
Oh, no, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible because they gave us, when we had the car fire here. I mean, we're downtown.
Yeah.
And they were telling, we were making announcements here, downtown, you might start taking a look at it because that fire hit Sunset Terrace. But here's the thing is the system from Rapid Response Ready will be able to spray your house with water from a swimming pool, a tank, a river.
Yeah, we love. It depending on water rights,
right.
But
Well, I don't think people would really be too upset. Hey, I stuck my siphon into the river
to save the neighborhood.
To save the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And what it does, it not only puts water out all over your house, but it also lowers the humidity in there. And you said you saw where two of these things were set up. Mm-hmm. Not like you've got, but.
Yeah,
in the Palisades, but it also had an impact on other.
That's what caught my eye.
Yeah.
I mean, there were multiple instances in that Palisades fire, and we got stuck we were skiing, and so I had no TV except what was the four channels that were there, and so I was like let's do this, and and when I saw just the amount of devastation that everything else, the case we're talking about, everything else on the street was flattened.
You know, it was, you know, there was nothing there. And, you know, you had one swimming pool. It was a 20,000-gallon swimming pool saving two homes.
Yeah.
And I'm going, wait, this, okay, I, you know. And so that's kind of what started a lot of this for me.
Okay, I'm here with Nick Faulkner from Response Ready. And I'll just tell you, I have no stock in the company or anything, you know. I just saw what he was trying to do and what it could do for our area, because a lot of people are living out there on the fringe, Millville, or how about Texas Springs?
Yeah.
Texas Springs. I mean, and a lot of the places have swimming pools at Texas Springs, but they get evacuated all the time. And when I see systems that, like Nick has built and then rebuilt, because you take the nozzles and you take out plastic stuff and put in brass. I mean, yours is there for the long term.
We're not using cheap imported plastic crap.
Yeah.
You know, which you see. I mean, when you turn to Amazon or, you know, whatever online reseller to, you know, consult with on fire defense, when I'm doing property assessments, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I get there and, you know, things aren't working. It's like, wow, okay, yep.
Yeah.
You know, we need to make some changes on how this thing operates.
And we'll talk about what powers all this, too, when we get back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and been voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. Now, they're, been there for 30 years, started by Leonard, and then he sold to Rebecca and Henry, and it is the jewelry store of choice for, well, Linda and Trish Clark and many, many, many others, obviously. Watch repairs, stone cutting, jewelry repair. They have it all, plus great selections of jewelry at very fair prices at Four Winds Jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, across the street from Sierra Gibbs, and they're open Monday through Thursday during the summer, 9:30 to 4. And starting to begin in September, they'll be back open Monday through Friday when that happens. So it's Four Winds Jewelry, and we'll be right back with Response Ready.
I'm working all my time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flipping pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Get ready to be a part of a Palisadro tradition. The 45th annual Honeybee Festival is buzzing into the Bishop Quinn Community Center at 21893 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro, Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th. Bring the whole family for a weekend packed with fun, including a craft fair. There will also be local businesses and vendors on hand, live music, delicious food, and plenty of activities for all ages. Enjoy the NorCal Antique Tractor and Engine Parade, the always popular Bee Costume Parade, and the live Bee Beer Demonstration. Start your morning with a delicious pancake breakfast for only $10, served from 8 to 10:30 both days. The festival is Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And the best part, proceeds from the festival help support Palisadro Park. So don't miss the buzz. Join the fun at the 45th Annual Honeybee Festival, September 26th and 27th at Bishop Quinn Community Center in Palisadro. And special thanks to our main sponsor, Roof Savers.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Martin wrote that because a bank teller was flirting with her husband, Carl. You know what? And she said the bank teller's name wasn't Jolene. He was a little girl that asked her for an autograph. And her name was Jolene. She thought that was a great name.
You know, when my niece was 3 years old, she was obsessed with Dolly Parton, but she liked all the songs that children shouldn't know what they're about, you know.
Oh, okay.
So it was pretty funny.
Hey, welcome back to the show here at Free Fire Radio. It's on the 28th of August, Friday, and I'm giving away some tickets here. Okay, get your phones out. Riverfront Playhouse has a comedy, a romantic comedy, a haunted one, and it's about a playful look at love, life, and what happens when the dearly departed aren't quite ready to depart. And it's called Grave Mistakes. And I have tickets here. So I'm going to give away. And, oh, it's here's the dates. September 4th at 7:30. That's Friday. Saturday, September 5th at 2 p.m. And Sunday, September 6th at 2 p.m. So two matinees and one evening performance. And I'm going to give away four tickets to first person that calls, 530- 605-4567, and go out to have a good evening. It's a voucher. So the only thing that means with a voucher is you walk in, you hand them the voucher, and they give you a ticket, then you walk in. So it's nothing hard to do. 530-605-4567, and Lisa Murphy Collins is directing it, and she is just outstanding. So you can have a wonderful evening on KCNR. I'm here with Nick Faulkner, who has Response Ready. And it's a fire suppression system that you can put around your house and could buy you the time that you need if you're, you know, if the neighborhood is burning, that you've got a much better chance with this system that he has built. It's a watering system that with nozzles that it's all on one cart. You take it out, put it up on the tripods, and then kick off the engine. Now, you've even changed your motor that runs this. Is that correct?
Well, you know, we are doing something that, you know, we are the only ones on the market right now that are building fire suppression systems on the Honda GX series engine platform that has engines that are powered by propane. So,
why propane?
Well, you know, a couple things. The first reason being, you know, we just started noticing, you know, and going out and doing, you know, property assessments and talking with people. A giant number of people that are calling are right in the thick of it, and they have pre-existing equipment there on site. What we discovered is the majority of machines will not start because degraded fuel. You know, maintenance is not happening. And so, you know, this is one of those things that when you pull on it, it needs to start.
Yeah.
And so, you know, by cutting out the opportunity for fuel to degrade,
because you may not need this system for
years.
And how many people go out and check the gas?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the other thing, and really probably the biggest benefit, is that by using propane, we can configure these systems to run, you know, vastly longer than, you know, a standard, you know, fuel cell. I mean, you're probably on gasoline going to run for about an hour. You know, on propane, we are setting and configuring these systems to run, you know, 8 to 12 hours, and not 8 to 12 hours hooked up to a giant tank. I mean, we're talking about something, you know, 7 to 10 gallons of propane will run, you know, even our biggest units for 12 plus hours. So, pretty cool.
Well, yeah, because then now you've set the system so you've got enough water so it runs 8 hours, and you've got a motor that makes it happen runs that length.
Absolutely. What we don't want is we don't want to run out of fuel before we've utilized all the water on site. I mean, you know, we don't want to drain half your pool and then the engine, you know, cuts out. So
now you've introduced a new system.
Well, you know what I discovered, and this is pretty cool. I think your listeners are going to think this is pretty neat. You know, here's the reality. Not everybody needs a system, and not everybody has the ability to deploy something. Not everybody has a pool.
Yeah,
not everybody has a tank. And so I, you know, kept getting requests. Nick, what can I do if I'm in town and I just don't have water storage? And so we developed a new line of rooftop and gutter mounted sprinklers called Ember Hawk sprinklers that run right off people's hose bib on their house.
Uh-huh.
Now, what we want is we want a system that works for the application. We want to have something that works for their property. And so if somebody doesn't have the water, what else can they do? Because doing nothing is never a good substitute, you know.
So what I understand, because we're kind of running out of time here, is you put up this sprinkler system, your system over the roof or in the gutters.
Yep.
It's hooked up to your...
You hook it right up to the house.
To your hose.
Yep.
And you can turn it on, and then it provides an umbrella of water the roof of your house.
So you can deploy, some of these sprinkler units that go on the roof and the gutters in 5 minutes. And, you know, the other thing is the price point, it's much lower. So, like, you know, an entry-level unit starts at $219.
Okay, so... Now, can you just leave them up there, or is this something you have to deploy?
So it's all brass. It's all metal. So the answer is yes.
You could.
It's a preference.
I'm thinking about older people.
Yeah.
People like you and me will just jump up and run all over the place.
Yep.
But older people may have it put up there. And it's going to be there.
Absolutely. And it just stays. And then in the event of an evacuation or a threat, you just turn your water on.
And then this is going to cover your roof and the sides and give you a much better chance.
It just gives you a much better chance.
Yeah. As long as there's water in the water lines from wherever you
are. Well, and that's the thing. We hear that a lot. So, I mean, and there is no perfect solution.
No, but if you're on city water, that should be running, I would imagine.
It should.
Yeah.
It absolutely should. And you know, a lot of what...
You don't need electricity to run your water, do you?
Well, you do if you're on a well.
If you're on a well, yes. But if you're on city water...
You should have
be okay.
Well, and here's the thing. If we can saturate, I mean, if you could imagine, you know, turning this thing on in advance, I mean, part of what we're trying to do and part of the reason it works is we're raising the humidity around the house.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there are many documented cases where, you know, grandma has put a lawn sprinkler on the roof and saved the house. I mean, you know, so it's just...
But you're doing this in such a way that the sprinklers are set so that they will cover... The whole area.
Yeah.
And all you're doing is turning on the
You're turning it on. It's not going to be the flow you're going to get with one of these big pump and engine driven systems.
Yeah.
But it's still an additional layer of protection. And for us, we decided, hey, listen, we want to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to defend their property. So, you know, and it's just simple to deploy.
Okay, so for the people, all my friends out in Texas Springs, and I have friends that live up there, How do they get a hold of you, Nick?
Because
they've all got swimming pools.
Yeah.
And they're all out there being, you know, getting notices to evacuate every so often.
Yeah. Well, the easiest way is to fill out a form on our website, which is getresponseready.com. Again, that's getresponseready.com. That's probably the easiest way. You know, that will come straight through to me. I'm pretty quick. You know, I'm a pretty quick draw when the phone starts ringing. And so myself or somebody will connect with them.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for coming on today. I know how busy you are. I mean, literally, you know, I'm talking to him. He's in Napa and Reno and all these other places. Thanks for coming on today. Because this is something, the first time I heard it, and I'll say it again, I'm sold on it because I've seen it. I've seen how it works. And it can lower your insurance costs. We haven't even talked about that.
Right, right.
Also. Okay, Nick, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you so much.
Go back out there and save some more homes.
I'm doing it.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking AI with Marty Mosley.
KCNR's Chester Redding.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Crews struggling to rescue survivors of the disaster along the Nepal-Tibet border being warned to remain on the alert for the possibility of more flooding. Catastrophic flooding claimed nearly 600 lives, at least 2,500 people still unaccounted for, dozens of Americans among them. Federal judge temporarily pausing President Trump's effort to standardize how the states handle mail-in ballots.
The 14-day hold follows new administrative rules requiring states to provide voter lists and use standardized ballot envelopes before the Postal Service delivers mail ballots. Trump supporters say the changes promote election security, consistency, and public confidence. Opponents argue states lack time to comply. The U.S. Supreme Court may ultimately decide this case. Ken Lorman reporting.
President Trump says it's clear the U.S. has the upper hand in the disputed Strait of Hormuz.
The strait is open. We're taking a lot of boats. Millions and millions of barrels of oil are coming out of the strait every day. Other countries recognize that. Every once in a while, they shoot some, you know, and they put some shots at. You know, we totally cleared the strait of, we have the best minesweepers in the world. They're underwater minesweepers.
Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh saying inflation is still too high, suggesting the central bank may have to raise interest rates in the coming months to bring it down. It's a clearer signal than he has sent before about his economic outlook. In his first high-profile speech at the Fed annual conference at Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Warsh acknowledges that recent inflation reports show that it has cooled a bit, but, quote, they do not tell me that underlying trends have meaningfully improved. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up about 88 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Voters stretch to the polls tomorrow in Iceland, deciding whether to restart talks over joining the European Union.
The decision has divided the nation's 400,000 over issues of sovereignty. Supporters of EU membership believe it offers protection and economic benefits. Opponents argue Iceland already enjoys European integration without losing control over its resources. The referendum is a simple yes or no question about resuming accession negotiations. A yes vote would lead to a lengthy negotiation process. Fishing rights remain a major concern, as Iceland wants to maintain control over its rich fishing grounds. The result is expected to be very close. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Norway has a new king. Crown Prince Haakon has ascended to the throne following the death of his father, King Harald. The role of the Norwegian monarch, largely symbolic as the power lies with an elected parliament. However, the country's royal family retains celebrity and a role in promoting the country across the planet. News and analysis, townhall.com. President Trump's now former chief spokeswoman has left the building.
Caroline Leavitt leaving the podium at the White House with some advice for the next press secretary who will work for President Trump.
I will give my advice to whomever assumes the job. You know, I think it's most important in this job to understand that President Trump is his own best spokesperson. We joke, Stephen Chung and me, that he is the true communications director and press secretary here at the White House.
For now, Leavitt plans to stay home to care for her four-month-old baby daughter and two-year-old son. Laura Winters reporting.
Amid the ongoing trade dust-up with Canada, President Trump says he is renaming Lake Ontario Lake America. The executive order's been signed, updating the body of water's official name, at least on the U.S. side of the border. Canada is not convinced. Canadians say the lake's name will remain what it has been for hundreds of years. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Friday, the 28th of August, right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. We haven't heard from Nepal.
Yeah. Not yet.
You know what? 1,500 people buried, or they're missing. 1,500 people are missing when a flood of water, and if you have not seen this, came down the river and just completely wiped out this whole area in Nepal.
Yeah.
Wow. And, you know, we have friends that have been in Nepal and Tibet that they do it all the time. They go there. And, in fact, I think the McConnell Foundation has support schools and things like that in either Nepal.
Okay.
I think Nepal. Wow. Anyway, hey, 8:06 in the morning here in the news at top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex, it's national.
Oh, yeah. It's, I was going to say I was trying to think of where the other flood is. It's Thailand.
Oh, Thailand. Did they get, now, was it a flood or a tidal wave?
No, it was.
Because you remember in Thailand, they had that one tidal wave. He made a movie out of it that came in there and just changed the whole beach.
They had a flood, and a lot of people were missing there, too.
Yeah. Oh, and they were rescuing people 3 to 4 miles out in the ocean because the tidal wave comes in, and that's a huge amount of damage. But then when it recedes, it takes everything with it.
Yeah.
So they had sport fishing boats and other boats that were rescuing people that had been sucked back out there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, National Day, National Power Rangers Day.
Okay, we talked about that.
And National Red Wine Day.
And National Red Wine Day. And it's how appropriate to have Marty Mosley here from
Mosley
Sellers.
I thought you were going to say,
we need some of that right now.
I thought you were going to say how appropriate to have red wine and watch the Power Rangers.
Because I knew the father of the Red Power Rangers. Major worked for me one time.
Wow.
And what was the guy's name again? He had three names.
Austin St. John?
Yeah, Austin St. John. Which was, I guess, kind of his, your Hollywood name?
Oh, okay.
And yeah.
How fun.
It
that was quite an enterprise of his. I guess they're still showing it and
they are,
new
but
shows
as we talked about, after the first year, the thing was worldwide, and the producers and guys were making tons of money.
Yeah.
They asked for a raise, and they fired him. They fired three of them.
Oh, really?
He did come back, though, for the movie, and if I remember this right. Yeah. guess what? You got a mask on.
Right.
Hey, today, 20% chance of rain here before 11 a.m. Clouds are out there. Mostly cloudy, and it's going to get up to 91 today. And it's going to be like this. You know, tomorrow, 91 in the lows at night, in the high 50s. Then 88 on Monday, 79 on Tuesday. And this is the weather forecast. It doesn't mean it's going to be, but
under 79, and it goes back up to 82 on Wednesday and 84 on Thursday.
It's unheard of around here. This is the end of August.
Yeah. It's good because of fires, though.
Oh, yeah. No, it's good in every way, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm here with Marty Mosley, and he sends me like a two-page extravaganza about, hey, this and this and this. So here's what it is. If you out there, any of our listeners, have a question about AI and how it affects you and how you can use it, anything like that, Marty, I don't want
no, that's
you can
great.
Elaborate on that.
Yeah, there's so much happening in the AI area. You talked last segment about all the data centers that are going in around the world.
Wow.
And the demand.
It's huge.
It's unreal. And the impact on the trades. Kids are going through, instead of college, going to get a trade skill, you know, in concrete, electrical, plumbing.
And they're making six figures.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, HVAC. All of that stuff.
Well, I've got one grandchild with a master's in forensic psychology. It's looking like she's going to be working for the FBI. I got the other one going through HVAC school. I know how much she's going to make.
Yeah.
And I know he's going to make more.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, and
he'll have a never-ending array of jobs to do.
That's right.
Never-ending supply.
Well, you know, one of the things, and I used AI for this.
Good.
I go to ChatGPT. I'm talking about data centers. So I'd like to spend like 4 or 5 minutes talking data centers.
Yep.
People are up in arms against data centers. There's 4,000 according to the AI, according to the, you know, research, 4,000 that are built already. I had no idea that many had been built with another 3,000 planned now in the United States. Now, China, on the other hand, is going out to Outer Mongolia.
Oh, yeah.
And they're building them everywhere.
Yeah.
And so this is, we talk, when you talk about warfare, there's guns warfare, but there's economic warfare and technology warfare. That's the war we're in with China.
Yeah.
And their misinformation, disinformation campaigns that they're pouring into the United States through a variety of different ways, wanting the United States to not build data centers. I mean, am I right on this?
Oh, yeah. They're stoking the fear because, you know, and people are afraid of power, the power bill going up because the utilities are so sky high to run these things.
Yeah.
Got to keep the lights on. They all eat electricity. You got to cool the place down. You got to have, you know, water. Yeah.
What's the water for?
Keep things cool. It's like a radiator. I mean, there's three or four ways of doing it. You can have a closed loop system that, you know, just like your air conditioner runs, it cools things down. Problem is it generates heat, and you're putting that heat someplace. So whether you can have a water system that just draws it from a water source, pumps it through the radiators, and dumps it back out. But the water's not contaminated, but it's hot.
It's warm.
You got to cool it, right? So then you can go to cooling towers. Now you got water dripping down through these cooling towers, which is fine, but all the minerals and stuff that are left over collect on the cooling towers. Now you got this slurry of ultra mineralized water that you got to put back, what, in the river and the lakes and the aquifers?
Can't do that.
You got to treat it so there's more electricity. So there's several ways of doing it. There's a guy that's built several data centers that don't use water at all. They don't need any water, but you know, it's just like they use Freon, not Freon, but whatever the gas is.
Yeah. Tried buying Freon.
Probably you can buy it in China, I would guess, but it just uses power. So if you've got the ability to generate tons of power, then you can have a data center. The other problem though is, you got to have massive bandwidth of connectivity and fiber that runs in and out of that data center.
The infrastructure.
Yeah, because you can't feed it any information, any data. So if it's going to be a healthy data center that runs for your geographic region, you got to have massive amounts of fiber. Well, you got to lay that stuff in the ground. So again, heavy equipment skills, all that stuff are super required.
Well, I saw one data center that says we're going to build our own power generating plant.
Yep.
And all the power we have left over, we're going to dump it back into the local city's power.
It's a great idea.
And it's going to lower your electricity prices.
That's the way I would do it.
That to me seems like a good idea. No, we don't want your electricity. We, in fact, will provide electricity back to you. Now, so that takes away one of the arguments. The water argument's tough, though. And, I mean, you could suck it out of the Sacramento River and then dump it back in.
But you're upsetting the ecosystem by putting all this hot water in there.
Well, if that's what I mean, then you have to have cooling towers. Then it's more electricity.
Yeah.
And so it gets dumped back in the river, and it's cool.
But you're changing the chemical makeup of it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I'm saying that it's not going to be the same.
Yeah.
Even though it's pure, but it's not the same.
It'd be, I think, I mean, if there was a way to dump it in right into an aquifer, that would be interesting. Because then it doesn't have to go back into the lake. You're letting the, rocks and minerals filter it out.
Well, now that's an idea because they've been pumping so much water out of the aquifers that salt water starts seeping in or ground starts collapsing. Mm-hmm. If you could do that and you just pump it back into the ground and then it just
replenishes
naturally it replenishes, but cleans it too.
Yep. I mean, they've got people down in Modesto that can't flush their toilets anymore because their wells don't work.
Yeah.
They have to re-drill their wells to go even further down.
Well, let me tell you around here, I'll tell you right here in Redding and out at in Churn Creek Bottom and a few other places that have wells. I have a friend that digs wells. He says they had like 80-foot wells. Mm-hmm. Now he's going back in there and putting them down to 150.
Mm-hmm.
To reach the water.
Guarantee that he's got water.
Yeah. He does a lot of replacing wells like
amazing.
That. Yeah. Hey, I'm here with Marty Moser. We're talking data centers but without data centers, we can't surrender to other countries because the long-term effects, we're again worrying short-term and we've got to be thinking long-term.
Yep.
And I'm a lady that's really against them, or a group. Data centers, I've invited them on, and she's out of town right now, but she'll come on, because there are arguments, valid arguments against it, but what are our alternatives?
Well, you could put them in space, which is Elon's doing.
Elon's talking about
I was thinking the other day, if you took all of the mass that built out a data center, the walls, the ceiling, the foundation, all of that stuff, even the computers themselves, the thinking part of the computer and the communications memory part of the computer is a small, small fraction of space required compared to the cage and the racks all that stuff. If you didn't have any of that stuff because it was in space, you could get a data center into the size of a shipping container. You could just compact the chips that you just need space for the heat to not off gas, but to dissipate from those things. So you could get the equivalent of a data center, I think, into a fraction of the space. So I think in space is an idea. Some people have floated, no pun intended, the idea of putting them in the ocean. But again, you got the heat problem.
I think I just saw something like that, having floating data centers.
Yep.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. Okay, here's a bunch of public announcements. The 72nd annual Asphalt Cowboys Barbecue is going to happen on Sunday, September 13th. It's going to be at, of course, Lake Redding Park. It goes from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tri-tip or chicken, coleslaw, cowboy beans, garlic bread, 5,000 pounds of tri-tip they're making, 2,500 pounds of chicken, 550 gallons of cowboy beans. Now, they've got a drive-through that doesn't take hardly any time at all. It's not like In-N-Out and a few others that takes a long time, a longer time sometimes. Or you can eat there. They're going to have vendors. They're going to have all types of things. So it's a drive-through or eat in the park. Sunday, September 13th. All the money stays in town, goes to scholarships and helping people. Then you've got the Paisano Days, Friday and Saturday, September 18th and 19th. Big bocce ball tournament starts on Friday. And from 5 to 8 p.m., you can get a spaghetti dinner with pesto or meat sauce, salad, and garlic bread included. And they're selling cannolis there. And that goes from 5 to 8. And the bocce ball tournament starts at 6. Vendors, music, all of that stuff. Then on Saturday, bocce tournament starts at 8. And food is served from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30. It's not only pasta bowls with meatball, but Italian sausage sandwiches, meatball sandwiches, hot dogs, cannoli, and ice cream. All of that there. Then they have the bocce ball finals between 7 and 9 p.m. So, how much? Seven tickets? Oh, for that's raffle prize. Seven tickets for $5. It's $16 for adults on Friday and $6 for children under 12. It's a great event. Everybody has a good time. And we'll be right back. Go, go, Power
Rangers. Go, go, Power Rangers. Cinerama and Liquor Barn presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Redding on August 29th, 5 to 9 p.m. Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games like axe throwing and disc golf, delicious food, and more, with cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions. Don't miss Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, August 29th. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Guys, if you think antique stores aren't your thing, well, you've never been to Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Sure, you'll find great furniture and home decor, but that's just the beginning. Check out fishing gear, hunting apparel and supplies, military and war memorabilia, beer steins, sports collectibles, jerseys, vintage photographs, some signed, and collectible trading cards. Whether you're a lifelong collector or just looking for something unique for your man cave, you'll find treasures around every corner. Browse shelves of classic DVDs, VHS movies, CDs, and books. Discover quality copper cookware that's built to last. Or pick up a few favorites from the Amish food section featuring jams and popcorn, even soaps and lotions. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles. Open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Goldleaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the company. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Is this you?
This is not me, no.
Okay. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 70 degrees out there. They're talking about could be some rain this morning. We'll see. And the rest of the week is going to be great weather. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, business. The Kenny family started it. Chuck and Judy started close to 30 years ago. Three generations of the Kenny family are working there. Outstanding service to their customers. They do so much for our community. They're just really, really good people. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Marty Mosley, one of my favorite times of the month, because we talk AI. Now, if what I was saying was, if you have a question about AI, mm-hmm. anything you hear us talking about, you don't have to get on the radio and ask. You just can call 530-605-4567 and talk to Alex, who speaks wonderful English.
Yeah.
Wonderful English, and can understand two or three Philippine dialects, and
using AI.
At the same
using
time.
AI, yeah. Using AI. Hey, you had all these things. Where do you want to go to now?
Well, I want to give a shout out to a couple of people that have used AI in really interesting ways in their business.
Okay.
So that's something I want to do on this segment is how are people using AI to make a difference. One of the people I worked with, he trains people for a living. I mean, he makes sure that people are getting educated and getting their GEDs or some level of proficiency.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get the reports out of the tool that he used to track individuals' progress. How many hours, minutes are they spending on a particular topic? What's their grade? What's, how many minutes are active versus just sitting there, doing something on their phone while the class is active. And so I showed him how to actually a simple use of AI is he ran a couple of different reports out of this tool that couldn't be integrated together, and he gave it to AI, and AI just munged these reports together and put the output together that made sense to them. I mean, it probably took 30 minutes of playing around with it to get the reports right.
And this is where AI can help. Everybody uses it for little different things, putting funny memes up or all that.
Yeah.
But for number crunching, for all those things like Excel spreadsheets, I mean, that you're having problems with them, you can feed it in there and what you want at the end.
Yep.
And
it'll do it for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes some iteration. But I helped him with the prompts. I kind of set that up and did a few things that I do that are unique. And it's able to run these reports, munge the data together, and give him accurate data. Another friend of mine.
Munge. Is that an AI term?
It was around before AI.
Oh, okay.
Munge, yeah.
Munge it.
I don't know where that came from. Alex, where did munge come from?
I'm already on it.
Okay. I know you are. Another guy is using, he's got a very difficult, diverse financial problem that he's trying to solve at his company. How much are we making? How much are we spending? What's our forecast? What are the jobs that we've got? And he spends a lot of time bit fiddling with these spreadsheets and trying to get them to work. Well, he's got five or six different AI agents running on different computers. Each of those does a different task, and it puts it all together for him and gives him the data that he wants, and it saves him a ton of time. Now, it takes time to program those things to get them to do what they want, but it's pretty phenomenal. I got another fellow I'm working with that he wants to do that same thing in the nonprofit. They want to find out what's our run rate, what's our cash position, how many days or weeks do we have left, what's our, the donor forecast prospect look like. Well, there are ways to do that where you can actually just take a report out of a system, even a PDF file, give it to AI and tell it what you want to do with it, and it'll do it. So pretty fun, the financial piece. I had a gal the other day that she's telling AI all the projects she's working on. And she's got a whole list of things that she does for her boss, and she can't even list them all, but she's got a place. I built her a little AI system where she can tell it the project. It'll store the data in a folder. It'll keep track of it for her. And now she's got a thing that'll put things on her calendar for her, reminders. It'll draft up or send out emails for her. It'll prepare reports. So anything that requires you to sit down with a piece of paper and print it out and draw circles on it and do something with it, you can get AI to do that stuff for you. And it's pretty effective, and it's pretty cool to do that. You have to know, you have to treat it. I tell people, these little, they're not agents per se. We can talk about what agents are at some point. But they're like personas. They're like team members that work for them. I'm telling them it's like having a bunch of fifth graders that are brilliant, But you have to tell them exactly what you want them to do, what you want them the output to be. Otherwise, they'll just go and do whatever they think is great, and it's not going to be great.
If there's a vacuum, they'll fill it.
They'll fill it,
So I have Munge to manipulate, alter, or transform something, especially data, to clean up or reformat raw data, or, in the negative, to mangle or corrupt information.
Yep, which happens with AI. Yeah, Munge is a word that I've used. I mean, I've been in this business for 43 years, so Grok is another term, you know, that we use that came around before Elon, you know, created his AI tool. That was the book, Something of the Universe? What was that?
According to GARP.
Yeah. Was that it? Yeah. Where they said the answer to life and everything is 42?
Oh.
It's that same book.
It's a different book.
It's a different book.
I'm spacing on it, too.
I'm spacing on it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so several people are using AI to make their work lives more effective and more efficient. And it's pretty cool when you do that.
Well, you know, the fact is you can, I use it for frivolous things. Community data center benefits, socialism in the U.S., letter of recommendation, really good.
Yes, really good at that.
That was good. And, you know, you have to change things around. But
here's a tip. I think I may have told you this. Whenever you get AI to write something for you and you take it and edit it and make it your voice, always give it back to AI and say, well, this is what you wrote. That was okay. Here it is with my words and my phrasing, my voice. Learn to write like I do. And it'll do that because it's all about it's all about language. The AI is all about words and language and how words are pieced together to do something. So whenever you get AI output, if it's not quite what you want, no problem. Just write it the way you want and give it back to AI and say, instead of doing it your way next time, try to sound more like me. And one of my AI programs, I think it was Chat, it's gotten to the point now where it writes something and I'm like, dang, that's pretty good. I can send it out like it is because it doesn't require any edits or tweaks.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of one called Merlin?
Yeah.
Do you use that at all?
I played with Merlin a while back when it came out and it was interesting, but it just didn't offer anything new that would mean, because here's a thing that's real. I probably got 75, 80 different projects that I'm using AI on. Well, if you've got those spread across 14 different tools, it's hard for me to remember where did I do something. So now what I do in every one of my AI environments is I make it write a list of everything that it's working on and put it in a folder, and they all know who's working on what. So it's like if I'm in a tool doing something, you know, for a client, and I say, oh my gosh, I was doing something the other day that had to do with taxes. Where did that go? It'll tell me, oh, you need to be in that tool, in that chat, and here was the name of it and that sort of thing. So more tools are good in some things, but it can cause more, you know, chaos as well.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue across the parking lot from the new Submarine. And I found them in 2007. They were established in 1960. Been in that same location since 1967. And never gone to another barbershop. Just great haircuts, really good people. It is a barbershop, my friends. It's not a hair salon. And, butch wax and they shave around your neck and ears. So, I mean, it's a great experience. Friendly people.
No moose. No moose.
No moose.
No AI either.
No, but there is an elk head in there.
Okay.
Or a deer head. No moose head. Or moose to put in your hair. You can make appointments, which is really what I like. Works on my schedule by using Booksy and go into Reading and go to Cypress Square and it'll confirm it, remind you that day with an email. Or you can call them at 530-244-9478 and do it in person, which is what I kind of like to do because we use computers all the time. So, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with Marty Mosley and more AI. Hey,
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXD-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Redding Rancheria for their support over the years, for providing funding with our story time books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Redding Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Everybody calls the state alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The breeze makes me feel fine, floating through the jasmine in my mind.
Okay, okay. Now, that was AI and Alex. Breeze.
That wasn't Alex.
It's Alex. And, oh, it was just AI?
No, it's my voice cloned, but using the original...
Don't blame that on Alex.
No, no.
Well, you know, in Australia, they have just banned AI music on their stations, in the sense of it's just AI doing covers.
Yeah.
They've just banned that.
Why?
Because one of them was rated number one for, and it's not a person.
Yeah.
And so that's why, okay. Which leads me in my next question, Marty. You know, we talked about, you know, benefits. Mm-hmm. We can talk benefits all day. Should we be afraid, concerned about AI? Because you hear this thing at some point, it's going to say, we don't need humans.
Mm.
Let's just get rid of them.
Mm.
You know,
mm.
that we can, whatever AI is, however they come up with it.
Yeah.
What should we be concerned about AI and the proliferation of AI?
I would say, we should be concerned about people using AI in nefarious ways, because it's a new tool. It's just, you know, like the automobile back in the day of, well, it changed everything. It changed the industries. It changed transportation. It changed light manufacturing.
Oh, yeah.
All of that stuff.
Every advance causes consternation.
That's right.
Why do we need this smelly, rattly thing that can't get through the roads as opposed to horses?
Yep.
A fad.
Airplanes.
Yep. A fad.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think AI is here to stay. I think if there are no guardrails around somebody, they can do a lot of damage with AI. They could take your reputation. I mean, Alex was just cloning his voice. What if somebody was able to clone my voice and my picture and put me in a situation doing or saying something that I never said or did?
And that's happened.
Yeah, I
mean, if you look at the reels today, you've got Gavin Newsom and AOC and all these, and it's a song. And I swear, you look at these, at their images.
Yep.
And when they're talking,
you can't tell that it's fake.
Yeah, you can't.
Yep.
And what about, you know, we talked about this already, the hugging face.
Mm-hmm.
How AI went outside its boundaries and got into another entity and went into their software.
Yep. Well,
without being told to, they just did it.
Well, so OpenAI already had a relationship with Hugging Face. They already had logins and access to Hugging Face because they were using it for a specific purpose. But the thing that was interesting about that is they had the new system that they were testing, and it wasn't completely air-gapped, meaning it wasn't on a completely isolated computer that had no internet access whatsoever, which is probably what they should have done. But what happened is AI found an open connection to the internet that was used for monitoring or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
It used that connection to do something it wasn't supposed to do, and then it looked at what all the heck that connection had connected to and found a Hugging Face. And it, you know, it's persistent. It just keeps chipping away, and it finds a port that's open, and it tries an access, and it gets through, and all of a sudden now you're in the other system. So it can be very creative in what it does. We just have to put up the right guardrails to make sure it don't do that, right? You just don't let it give open access. So, like these new AI models that are coming out of China that are phenomenal, you know, started with DeepSeek and now they've got, you know, a dozen of these things. You can download those onto your server and actually use them. And, but you, if you
now
don't
they
want
have
it,
access to your server then, don't they?
Yep. So if you have that server that's isolated, that can't talk to your other servers, or it only has one specific data set that it operates on, it can only get in and out of these specific channels, then you're locking down, you're putting firewalls around that thing. So you can have that, but if you're just going to install it on your server and think you're done, you're in all kinds of hurt because you don't know where it's going to go.
So firewalls. Mm-hmm. Everybody hears this, and a firewall is supposed to keep, you know,
bad
entities
stuff out and,
of stuff out. But is any firewall, now I'm talking about the civilian level, there may be, but even at military levels, they've been breached.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any way at all to ensure that your stuff doesn't get hacked?
Yeah, you can air gap it. You can unplug it from everything and then send it data in a packet that you sniff and approve and make sure it's completely clean. Give it the data that you want. Turn it on and let it do its thing. But every interface to a human, whether it's through a screen or through a keyboard or a mouse or whatever, those are all hackable channels that somebody can get
that. And this is one of the things we were talking about, this, you know, about elections being corrupted, is that vote counting machines from a van two blocks away.
Yep, totally open.
Would be wide open.
Wide
and
open.
They could change things.
Oh, yeah. And they
so,
can,
I mean, the premise of it is very easy to do. Now, whether it's being done or not and backup, but the premise of doing it, getting into a vote counting machine is relatively easy.
Very easy. That's on the lower shelf, you know, because it's been done thousands, millions of times, and it's just, just existing art, right? You got a voting machine. There's, you know, probably 20 or 30 or 50 bots that you can throw at it that'll, and the thing about it,
we're
they'll
talking,
just keep.
Those are little robots, not Carl bots.
Not Carl bots. Okay. Yeah. Robots. AI bots.
AI bots.
Yeah. Right. So you know, you have to make sure that whatever you're working on is isolated. And HIPAA and these, you know, federal regulations, you know, 42 CFR Part 2, which is about behavioral health, they make sure that you have to have controls in place to make sure that nobody can get someplace they're not supposed to do. But here's the thing, though. If I were in school again doing, I wanted to do something in computers,
yeah,
I would go into cryptography and security because
it's huge now.
It's huge and it's very interesting. Tons of math and science, and that's a great place to apply AI because AI has the ability to work all day, all night. You can have 1,000 of them working at the same time. You couldn't pay enough. You don't have enough money in the world to pay people to do that. So you train AI to do that work, you know, to find vulnerabilities and report back and to test them and then to rewrite the code, you know, to close
the code. And it'll rewrite the code for you.
Oh, yeah.
So what you're doing is you're giving them the parameters of what you're looking for. It will find them, it'll do it, and it will. And then report back.
Yep. And then if you want to go to the next step, it'll write up those problems.
I'm mouthing obscenities right now to my producer because I'm just like, are you kidding me? We have to take a break, Mark.
Yep.
You know, I use AI to do things like, what's the best radio station? You know, what are the top radio stations in Redding, California? You know, talk radio stations.
Yeah, yeah.
And they come back with us. But but that's what I use it for. You know, the things you're talking about, things at a level that are happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And young people in high school, do you have to be good in math to do this or just be able to know how to program what you're looking for?
To use AI, you don't have to be a math whiz.
No. Yeah, well, obviously.
You have to, but it changes the way you think.
Okay.
And so here's the upside. Maybe we can talk about this in a future segment.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with Marty Mosley as he terrifies me.
I got you, moonlight. You're my starlight. I need you all night. Come on, dance with me. I'll never take you.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps them entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
Get ready to be a part of a Palisadro tradition. The 45th Annual Honeybee Festival is buzzing into the Bishop Quinn Community Center at 21893 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro, Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th. Bring the whole family for a weekend packed with fun, including a craft fair. There will also be local businesses and vendors on hand, live music, delicious food, and plenty of activities for all ages.
Enjoy the NorCal Antique Tractor and Engine Parade, the always popular Bee Costume Parade, and the live Bee Beer Demonstration. Start your morning with a delicious pancake breakfast for only $10, served from 8 to 10:30 both days. The festival is Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And the best part, proceeds from the festival help support Palisadro Park. So don't miss the buzz. Join the fun at the 45th Annual Honeybee Festival, September 26th and 27th at Bishop Quinn Community Center in Palisadro. And special thanks to our main sponsor, Roof Savers.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll know immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. Streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. It's going to be, they said, a 20% chance of rain before 11 a.m. today with a high of 91 and temperature 91, 94 until next week when it's going down into, believe it or not, on Monday a high near 88 and Tuesday a high near 79.
Wow.
Who could believe that? And that's the first day of September.
Unheard of.
Unheard of.
Yeah.
And weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Here with Marty Mosley, and we're talking AI. I could talk with Marty every day about this because it's kind of like if first car.
Mm-hmm.
This car.
Yeah.
And the impact it has. But it's here now. Mm-hmm. And I use ChatGPT. ChatGPT is free.
Yeah.
It lets you ask them several questions in a row and it says, okay, you've asked enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so, go off the net for 5 minutes and come back and it's right back. But you always are talking about these other AI platforms. What are those? And does that just, it's just more complex or does more?
They think differently. They have different models. And so this is out there that every time a new LLM or a platform comes out, they're running these tests to say, well, how does it do on math? How does it do on history? How does it do on all these benchmarks, just like you would a college student? And they rank them against each other. And so all the new models are coming out that are constantly tweaked and improved. They're constantly measuring these things to find out what's best.
And these are not free. Now, you've got obviously a number of these things mm-hmm. that you pay for.
Yeah.
Because it has more power, does more stuff.
Right. So you've run into limits just because of the complexity of the question you're asking.
Yeah.
I don't want to say how many I've got because Mimi's listening and I don't want to get into trouble, but
it's like the guy that goes into the sporting goods shop and he buys a gun mm-hmm. out of a secret account.
Okay.
And I know that.
Yeah.
Wife isn't supposed to know.
Oh, what
okay,
a,
Mimi,
that's a good idea.
I know you're listening, Mimi, but he only has two.
He
only has two.
Yeah, yeah. Anthropic and OpenAI.
There you go.
So you don't have to pay until you're starting to do a level of work, a Q&A back and forth, if you're asking it to look at hundreds of documents and doing, you know, and looking at patterns and compare and contrast, or pull, you know, view all of the textbooks on this topic and give me a bibliography or something, then it's using a lot of what are called tokens. And a token is a representation of a word or a phrase and its relationship to other.
Sure.
And that's what these LLM, they're large language models. It's all about language. So the more you're asking it to do on your behalf, then it's going to charge you.
And what's it charge?
$20 a month.
That's it?
$20 a month.
No matter how much you use it.
No. If you're a business
and
you've got, you know, 14, 20, 30, 50, 100 people that are using it.
Okay.
And you're asking it to take these plans for a data center and the bids and read the plans. It'll read a graphical plan and tell you everything about it. How many miles of cable, how many miles of tubing, how many gallons of glue. It'll tell you all of that stuff, and it'll compare it to the proposal.
And then that starts costing.
That costs you.
Okay.
Yeah, thousands of dollars a month.
Whoa, okay.
Because
if you're using it like that.
If you're using it like that, it costs a lot of money.
But it also saves you a lot of money.
Saves you tons of time.
Well, it saves you time.
Yeah.
Well, time is money in business.
The most expensive.
I trade money for time all the time.
Yeah.
As we all do.
Yeah. I have a truck. I drove my truck in. You know, well, it's paid for, but, you know, instead of walking or riding my bike or riding a horse or whatever. So, yeah, the most expensive part of most companies is headcount. So if you're saving people's time and making them more efficient, then you're saving money.
Okay. The question I just had right – oh, could you do something like researching water rights along a river?
Oh, yeah.
And take it back to the early times and up to now?
Yep. If it has been documented – in a publicly available form,
right?
Who had the deed to this part? Who was awarded this parcel back in the 1800s when this land was claimed for this government, right?
Yeah.
Like there was an ancestor of mine that was gifted a whole plot of land somewhere up in the Oasis area here in Redding.
Wow!
And he had the title to that parcel. Now that, you know, thousands of acres. And then over time, you know, he sold it off and other people licensed it.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything that's publicly available.
It can look at.
Yeah, and this is one of the conversations that Matt Plummer is kind of spearheading for the county. There's a Shasta County AI task force. And
I saw that, and I sent him an email. It said, good on you, buddy.
Yeah.
Because how can AI help our workforce? You know, that the fact is that, you know, Todd Jones just went over from the Chamber of Commerce to Shasta College to work in development of workforce.
Yep.
Would be the dean out there.
Yep.
And the point is on that is what we just talked about earlier, the thousands of jobs that are going to be out there in construction and trades.
Yep.
And how can we, you know, how do we best get our people prepared for the next 5 years?
Well, that's going to be, you know, maybe a segment of every show we want to talk about is how AI makes us think better, think differently. Because AI is not going to, it's going to take some jobs, but those jobs are kind of rote sort of jobs.
Yeah.
But the best use of AI is to help us as humans use our brains to think more creatively, more collaboratively, whatever. So AI is a good thing because it saves me from having to, you know, look up things on index cards or looking up
online. Yeah.
It does all that for me. So it frees me up to think more creatively, more logically.
But the question is, when you have, and we're going to talk about this one next time, but so think about this, my friends. What about the bottom rung, as you write, of the career ladder? If AI does a much better job than the junior accounting program, legal research and analysis, than the 22-year-old coming out of college, where does the 22-year-old then get his experience, his or her experience, to move on up, because we're going to need them, especially mid-level and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the way I look at that is I use QuickBooks. And I'm not an accountant, and accountants that have worked for me in the past, they shake their heads and are like, son, just step away from the computer because you don't know what the heck you're doing.
Step away from the computer.
Yeah. Hands off the keyboard. But I can do my books. I can do my chart of accounts, and I need guidance. So the entry level jobs are going to change.
One minute. We got less than a minute.
We got less than a minute. Okay.
So the entry-level jobs. I also heard real quickly that somebody said it's not the entry-level jobs because they're going to need people to be pushing information in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the mid-level that it will take all that. Now, you're still going to need the managers and everything to give the direction to the lowest rung, but everything in between could be AI. So that's a different way of looking at it.
It's a different way, and it's going to be a different way of thinking about getting tasks done. So it's not a brute force, and maybe get Dan Sloan or something on here to talk
Dan's
about
the
that.
One that said that.
Yep.
So maybe having you two come in here, and I'll just sit here and listen to it.
Yep.
Hey, everybody, we got to run. Have a wonderful weekend. Mimi Mosley is going to be here with Women Speaks on Monday with talking about women's issues. Have a great weekend. It looks like it's going to be a cooler weekend. Take care of yourselves, take care of your people, do a nice thing for somebody, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.